Bless the Lord who forgiveth all our sins.
His mercy endureth forever.
Almighty God, unto whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of thy Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love thee and worthily magnify thy holy name through Christ our Lord. Amen. Be with you. Let us pray. Gracious Father, whose blessed Son, Jesus Christ, came down from heaven to be the true bread which gives life to the world, evermore give us this bread that he may live in us and we in him, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
A reading from the book of Numbers. From Mount Hor they set out by the way of the Red Sea to go around the land of Edom. But the people became impatient on the way. The people spoke against God and against Moses. Why have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no food and no water, and we detest this miserable food. Then the Lord sent a poisonous serpent among the people, and they bit the people, so that many Israelites died. The people came to Moses and said, "We have sinned by speaking against the Lord and against you. Pray to the Lord to take away the serpents from us." So Moses prayed for the people. And the Lord said to Moses, "Make a poisonous serpent and set it on a pole, and everyone who is bitten shall look at it and live." So Moses made a serpent of bronze and put it upon a pole. And whenever a serpent bit someone, that person would look at the serpent of bronze and live. The word of the Lord.
Thank you. A reading from the letter of Paul to the Ephesians. You were dead through the trespasses and sins in which you once lived, following the course of this world, following the ruler of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work among those who are disobedient. All of us once lived among them in the passions of our flesh, following the desires of flesh and senses, and we were by nature children of wrath, like everyone else. But God, who is rich in mercy, out of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead through our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up with him, and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the ages to come he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace and kindness towards us in Jesus Christ. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing, it is the gift of God, not the result of works, so that no one may boast. For we are what he has made us, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand to be our way of life. The word of the Lord.
Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to John. Jesus said, "Just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Those who believe in him are not condemned, but those who do not believe are condemned already, because they have not believed in the name of the only Son of God. And this is the judgment, that the light has come into the world, and people love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For all who do evil hate the light and do not come to the light, so that their deeds may not be exposed. But those who do what is true come to the light, so that it may be clearly seen that their deeds have been done in God. The Gospel of the Lord. In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. I don't know about you, but I'm still excited about last Sunday. We had such a wonderful celebration of our life together. And let me tell you, on the Friday before, I would never have believed that it would turn out the way it did. Because I've never seen such a mess as we had after the plumbers were here to fix that water leak out in the narthex. Dirt and dust everywhere. And on Saturday, some of you were mopping and cleaning and waxing for 3 hours to make everything presentable. And then on Sunday morning, we had our bishop here. Our newest member, Dawn, was received into this branch of the church. And over 20 of you came forward in that center aisle to receive the laying on of hands as you reaffirmed your faith. And the handbells played beautifully, and Laura's grandchild summed it all up by shouting, "Yay! Yay!" You know, after the reading of the gospel, it is our liturgical tradition to always say, "Praise be to thee, O Christ." Well, maybe we ought to change that, and all of us simply shout, "Yay!" That should be our response to this good news that is ours in Christ Jesus. And that good news is given to us in this morning's gospel lesson in what probably is the most familiar verse in the whole Bible. Many of you probably remember that a few years ago, you couldn't turn on the television to watch a football game that you didn't see somewhere in the end zone stands a banner which read John 3:16. I mean, it was everywhere. God so loved the world. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish but have eternal life. And then St. John's adds this next verse, which is also all important. God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world. Now, John then acknowledges that there are some who love darkness more than light, and condemnation is brought on them by themselves for those who reject the light. And therein is the problem, because some folks want to focus more on condemnation than redemption. But God did not send Jesus to condemn, but to save. And isn't that what we need to hear? That God loves and saves us, not hates and rejects us. It's a sad, sad reality that too much of what passes for Christianity is couched in terms of condemnation instead of redemption. How many people were raised with condemnation instead of acceptance. I don't know how many people have told me that they grew up with a God of hate instead of love, a God of judgment instead of acceptance, a God of wrath instead of a God of grace. Several years ago, and I think I've shared this with you once before, but it bears repeating. Several years ago, I was standing in a checkout lane in a supermarket when this little boy who was with his mother behind me knocked over one of those racks that supermarket retailers love to put close to the aisle so you can have an impulse purchase of candy or whatever. It was on a rack right next to the aisle. And this little boy inadvertently knocked it over. And just like that, the mother slapped him and shouted, "Damn you, can't you do anything right?" What damage was done to that child that day? You know, some things just can't be forgotten. And how many people carry around the scars of hurt that tell us in different ways that we're no good? All too often, that is the message of Christianity as well. The gospel is not bad news. It is good news, the good news of God's love in Christ. And it is for everyone, for God so loved. For God so loved the world, the whole creation, the whole shebang. One of my heroes died this past week, Fred Craddock. Dr. Craddock taught homiletics at the Candler School of Theology at Emory University in Atlanta. Fred was a magnificent teller of stories. His sermons always managed to make you think, and they often made you laugh. His was a kind of homespun humor. He grew up here in East Tennessee. He died just across the border in North Georgia, and he loved the people of these mountains. He was a little man in stature, maybe 5'3", but he was a giant man of faith. He once told a story of being on a plane from LA to Atlanta. He had been out there to give a lecture at Linda Loma University, or Loma Linda. And the woman who was sitting next to him on the plane struck up a conversation, asked him where he'd been. He told her, and she said, "Oh, that's Seventh Day Adventist, isn't it?" And he said, "Yes." She asked, "Are you a Seventh Day Adventist?" He said, "No, but I was asked to speak there." And she paused a minute and said, "Oh, you've been othering." And Dr. Craddock said it took him a while to understand what she had said. Othering, O-T-H-E-R-I-N-G, othering. And he told her, "I don't know what that means." And she said, "Well, my pastor talks about it all the time. It's the practice of paying attention to others, those who are not like you." And the woman said, "That's all my pastor ever talks about. Every Sunday, it was pay attention to others, those who are not like you. Pay attention to those who don't look like you, those with whom you would not normally associate." And she said, "I've just gotten so sick of hearing about it." She said, if he keeps it up, I'm just going to throw up in church some Sunday. And then she says, give you an example. And she took one of those Sky Mall books that are in the seat flap in front of you. She took it out and she said, look, the descriptions in this magazine are in English and in Chinese and in Spanish. She said, I'm just fed up with it. Sometime we'll just get back to using English and forget about all this othering. Well, Fred said he'd had enough of it. And he said he reminded the woman that when Jesus was crucified, Pilate had a sign put up on the cross, Jesus, King of the Jews. And it was written in Hebrew, in Greek, and in Latin for all the others. Dr. Craddock said that he hated to play his Bible card, but that woman was really beginning to irritate him. God so loved the world. God so loved the others. God did not come to condemn the world. God did not come to condemn the others. Friends, that woman's pastor, whoever he might be, was right. You and I need to be in the business of othering. God so loved the world. Yay. Amen.
Our faith in the reading of the Nicene Creed, found on page 326 in the Book of Common Prayer. We believe in one God,
the Father.
Let us pray for the whole state of Christ Church and the world. Almighty and everlasting God, who in thy holy word has taught us to make prayers and supplications and to give thanks to all men, receive these our prayers which we offer into thy divine majesty,
beseeching thee to inspire continually the universal church with the spirit of truth, unity, and concord, and grant that all those who do confess thy holy name may agree in the truth of the holy word and live in unity and godly love. Give grace, O Heavenly Father, to all bishops and other ministers, especially George, our bishop, that they may both by their life and doctrine set forth thy true and lively word and rightly and duly administer thy holy sacraments. And to all thy people, give thy holy grace, and especially to this congregation here present, that with meek heart and due reverence, they may hear and receive thy holy word, truly serving thee in holiness and righteousness all the days of their life. We beseech thee also to rule the hearts of those who bear the authority of government in this and every land, especially Barack, our president, that they may be led to wise decisions and right actions for the welfare and peace of the world. Open, O Lord, the eyes of all people to behold thy gracious hand in all thy works, that, rejoicing in the whole creation, they may honor thee with their substance and their faithful stewards of thy bounty. And we most humbly beseech thee of thy goodness, O Lord, to comfort and succor all those who in this transitory life are in trouble, sorrow, need, sickness, or any other adversity. We remember especially those on our prayer list. Robbie,
Margaret, Jean, Steve, Bobby, Kenny, Nicole, J.R., Jerome, Mark, Blair, Michelle, Harry, Joan, Kyle, Kevin, Paul, Marie, Colton, Chuck, Jimmy, Terry, Naomi, Martha, Renee, Russell, Jaden, Carol, Brent, Ryan, Carl, Ted, Richard, Todd, Mandy, Betsy, Peggy, Peter, Wendell,
are there any additional petitions? We pray for the members of our armed forces, especially those deployed in harm's way. We give thanks for those celebrating birthdays this week, especially Sarah Allen. And we also bless thy holy name for all thy servants departed this life in thy faith and fear, beseeching thee to grant them continual growth in thy love and service, and to grant us grace so to follow the good examples of all thy saints, that with them we may be partakers of thy heavenly kingdom. Grant these our prayers, O Father, for Jesus Christ's sake, our only mediator and advocate. Amen.
Ye who do truly and earnestly repent you of your sins and are in love and charity with your neighbors and intend to lead a new life following the commandments of God and walking from henceforth in his holy ways, draw near with faith and make your humble confession to Almighty God, devoutly kneeling. Thank you. Almighty God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, maker of all things, judge of all men, we acknowledge and bewail our manifold sins and wickedness, which we from time to time most grievously have committed by thought, word, and deed against thy divine majesty, provoking most justly thy wrath and indignation against us. We do earnestly repent and are heartily sorry for these our misdoings. The remembrance of them is grievous unto us. The burden of them is intolerable. Have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us, most merciful Father, for thy Son, our Lord Jesus Christ's sake, forgive us all that is past, and grant that we may ever hereafter serve and please thee in newness of life. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, who of his great mercy hath promised forgiveness of sins to all those who with hearty repentance and true faith turn unto him, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and bring you to everlasting life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear the word of God to all who truly turn to him. Come unto me, all ye that travail and are heavy laden, and I will refresh you. This is a true saying and worthy of all men to be received, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Please stand. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Thank you.
Good morning. Good morning. I hope you'll continue your conversations at the refreshment hour immediately following the service. A few announcements to call your attention to. First of all, the Lenten program on Tuesday resumes this Tuesday. Eucharist here at 6, supper at 6:30, program at 7. Remind you that we are collecting paper products for Hosanna House, large boxes in the narthex. Please remember to donate to that. Judy Short is undertaking a new ministry of sending notes to those on our prayer list. And if you want to help with that, please contact her. You will note that under the Stations of the Cross, we've added the prayers that go with that particular station. I realized this week that these are absolutely lovely works of art for the stations, but we didn't have the prayers to go with them. So now you can walk the way of the cross at any time you're here in church using the prayers for each of the stations. So we hope you'll take advantage of that. And then finally, I would ask that those of you who would like to give Easter lilies, 3 weeks from today is Easter Sunday. It's hard to believe. But we have a sign-up sheet at the Flower Guild door and ask you to sign up if you want to give Easter lilies. I understand they're $7.50 each. Are there any other announcements to be made?
I have one. This weekend, our bell choir is going to a festival, and there is a concert at 3 o'clock on Saturday at the Christ United Methodist Church in East Brainerd Road across from Publix, you know, that on the left on East Brainerd as you go out. And it's one of those, it's a festival. We don't play individually. It's bells from all churches in the area who come, and we prepare 5 pieces, and we work on those 5 pieces Friday night and all day Saturday until about 2:30, and then we have a concert if anybody wants to come and hear a bunch of bells. That would be kind of fun, I think.
Thank you. You've got to tell them about the t-shirts.
Oh, we're going to try to have t-shirts made for us that say St. Thaddeus Episcopals.
Unbelievable. Thank you, Linda. Any other announcements? Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us.
Thank you.
Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks unto our Lord God. It is very meet, right, and our bounden duty that we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty, everlasting God, who dost bid thy faithful people cleanse their hearts and prepare with joy for the Paschal feast, that fervent in prayer and in works of mercy and renewed by thy word and sacraments, they may come to the fullness of grace which thou hast prepared for those who love thee. And therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying, to thee, Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, for that thou of thy tender mercy didst give thine only Son, Jesus Christ, to suffer death upon the cross for our redemption, who made there by his one oblation of himself once offered a full, perfect, and sufficient sacrifice, oblation, and satisfaction for the sins of the whole world, and did institute and in his holy gospel command us to continue a perpetual memory of that his precious death and sacrifice until his coming again. For in the night in which he was betrayed, he took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Likewise, after supper, he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of this, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you and for many for the remission of sins. Do this as oft as ye shall drink it in remembrance of me." Wherefore, O Lord and Heavenly Father, according to the institution of thy dearly beloved Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, we, thy humble servants, do celebrate and make here before thy divine majesty, with these thy holy gifts which we now offer unto thee, the memorial thy Son hath commanded us to make, having in remembrance his blessed passion and precious death, his mighty resurrection and glorious ascension, rendering unto thee most hearty thanks for the innumerable benefits procured unto us by the same. And we most humbly beseech thee, O merciful Father, to hear us, and of thy almighty goodness vouchsafe to bless and sanctify with thy word and Holy Spirit these thy gifts and creatures of bread and wine, that we, receiving them according to thy Son, our Savior Jesus Christ's holy institution, in remembrance of his death and passion, may be partakers of his most blessed body and blood. And we earnestly desire thy fatherly goodness, mercifully to accept this our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving, most humbly beseeching thee to grant that by the merits and death of thy Son Jesus Christ, and through faith in his blood, we and all thy whole church may obtain remission of our sins and all other benefits of his passion. And here we offer and present unto thee, O Lord, ourselves, our souls and bodies, to be a reasonable, holy, and living sacrifice unto thee, humbly beseeching thee that we and all others who shall be partakers of this holy communion may worthily receive the most precious body and blood of thy Son, Jesus Christ, be filled with thy grace and heavenly benediction, and made one body with him, that he may dwell in us and we in him. And although we are unworthy through our manifold sins to offer unto thee any sacrifice, yet we beseech thee to accept this our bounden duty and service, not weighing our merits, but pardoning our offenses, through Jesus Christ our Lord, by whom and with whom in the unity of the Holy Ghost all honor and glory be unto thee, O Father Almighty, world without end. Amen. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses,
as we forgive those who trespass against us.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. Presume to come to this thy table, O merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in thy manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under thy table, but thou art the same Lord whose property is always to have mercy. Grant us, therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of thy dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that we may evermore dwell in him and he in us. Amen. The gifts of God for the people of God, take them in remembrance that Christ died and rose for you. Feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. Let us pray. Almighty and ever-living God, we most heartily thank thee for that thou dost feed us in these holy mysteries with the spiritual food of the most precious body and blood of thy Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and dost assure us thereby of thy favor and goodness towards us, and that we are very members incorporate in the mystical body of thy Son, the blessed company of all faithful people, and are also heirs through hope of thy everlasting kingdom. And we humbly beseech thee, O Heavenly Father, so to assist us with thy grace, that we may continue in that holy fellowship and do all such good works as thou hast prepared for us to walk in, through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with thee and the Holy Ghost be all honor and glory, world without end. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost be amongst you and remain with you always. Amen. Amen. To love and serve the Lord.